All right, we've got four topics on the wheel that we may be talking about here in this segment. They are rolling cooler talk.
Mm-hmm, Mr. Rolling Cooler Roller Guy.
Flip-flop talk. A discussion about raising the U.S. debt ceiling.
I have a lot of thoughts on this, and I hope we
can... Talk about news tune-out.
Or Channel 4's Dan Henry, real or cyborg? Let's give it a spin.
Dan Henry.
Oh, it is going to be Dan Henry. No, it's going too fast. It's going to end up being raising the U.S. No, it's going to be rolling... It is. It's flip-flop talk.
Hey. Wow. That's a late entry.
All right, that is a late entry. Well, we learned very early this morning during the 5:35 mess around that Gordo hates flip-flops.
Yes.
You don't own a pair?
No, I do not own a pair of flip-flops, and I never will again until the day I die.
Hmm.
What do you think about that claim?
I think there is something to what you say about they're overrated as far as their comfort.
People they're whip-flops.
Yeah, they ought to be called whip-flops because you can get... split toe.
You do? You get split toe?
Drives between your big toe and your first toe.
That's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
If your sock bunches there, you pull out your sock. You hate that feeling.
Right.
But for some reason, we just choose to wear flip-flops, which causes the same sensation. Why?
You tune it out after your second or third wearing of the flip-flop. You don't even feel it anymore.
No, you don't. And you have to get grip toe on them to keep them on sometimes. You have to squeeze down your toes. Yeah. That's creepy.
I used to think the same way as you, Gordon, until about 3 years ago when I bought a pair of flip-flops for the first time in a decade or more.
By who? Who are they made by?
Just generic. I buy like the $5 pair.
That's what I'm
Walmart.
Talking about. You should not
pay.
That's not quality footwear when you can buy them for $2.99 hanging off a rack.
Let me tell you something.
The convenience store.
I have totally done a 180 on the flip flop, and I would wear them all day, every day if I could.
I hate that sound.
They're so comfortable.
Yes, they're so freeing.
Especially in the summer around here when it's 105.
No. I was way into the sandal for quite a long time, but the flip-flop, you don't have all that leather on your foot.
Yep.
It sweats and starts to
stink. But what about the split toe? That always hurts
Care. Doesn't hurt at all. They're comfortable nowadays. And the ones I have now, it's fabric, not like... That real big rubber piece between your toes, it's fabric.
I hate that rubber piece.
Very comfortable.
Oh, I've seen the ones that are supposed to be really comfortable, like the Skechers. You know, those are really nice.
Reef,
those are good.
Mm-hmm.
But I still get split
Creef,
toe, and
no.
You can still get roll toe, where if you catch that front of the sole on the concrete, and then your toes get jammed in the concrete.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's always
walking.
A chance.
Now, I did learn that they are probably the worst thing to walk in terms of for your feet and your legs.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
It's really terrible for you. You develop a weird stride. But they're so comfortable and they're so easy. And you can take them anywhere. You can do anything with
mm-hmm.
them. They just seem like the easiest footwear to manage.
They just look so give-up-y. They just, ugh.
They were banned up here.
That was a dark day. That was years
ago. Wasn't it?
Because I wore flip-flops to work every day in the summer.
Yeah, I never did. But a lot of people did, and finally they were banned. I think the flip-flop has taken a big hit from a product that I've not bought yet, and that is the Croc.
Yeah.
What can y'all tell me about the Crocs?
I've never owned a pair of Crocs.
I haven't either.
I heard they're really comfortable. You don't get split toe.
I tried on a pair recently and thought, wow, these feel comfortable, but I can't get over how super gay they look.
Yes.
They do look ridiculous.
And I don't think that they have taken a big hit from the Croc because nowadays you can go to a mall and there is a flip-flop store. That's all they sell. Yes, at Northeast Mall.
Everything flip-flop.
At Northeast Mall and Hearst, they sell in one store nothing but flip-flops.
Hmm.
And I mean, they're... $40-$50 you can pay for them.
If I know I'm going to a pool or when we're at the lake, I wear them there, but I can only wear them for about 30 or 45 minutes before you start having that pain between
I'd rather be barefoot.
Well, then you get hot foot.
I'd rather have hot foot than flip-flop foot.
You get grocery store foot.
Yeah.
The bottom of the feet are dirty.
That's okay.
It's a condition. When I went camping a couple weeks ago for the NASCAR trip I went on, I wore them all but walking into the racetrack. I wore them the rest of the time
the line there,
because
sure.
We had to hike a mile through high grass and everything.
Comfortable and everything.
No, they're not good for going up and down hills in high grass.
Told you.
But the rest of the time that I was camping, even riding my bike, I was wearing flip-flops.
Your bike and flip. You're an idiot.
They are not for off-road use.
No, they're not good for that.
They're just good for sidewalks and short walks and things like that, and hanging out at the pool or maybe wearing to work.
That foam, that plank of foam.
Uh-huh.
That your foot's on. You get impression foot sometimes on it.
And by the way, it's been so hot recently while walking across blacktop and flippy flops, mine were melting. The rubber was coming apart at the front of it because it was so hot.
You're walking in the wrong place, it sounds like.
Well, it was just a...
So when was the last time you actually wore some, Craig?
Yesterday.
I wore some yesterday, too.
You wore flip-flops yesterday?
Yeah.
You're supposed to be on my team here,
I know,
Giorgio.
But when you're... So you don't have to. The only thing that's good about them, they are convenient. You can slip them on in 3.8 seconds.
But why can't you just get a pair of slip-on shoes or Crocs? I guess you can get Crocs.
Because you have to reach down and put on the slip-on shoe with the flip-flop.
But you have to do crawl toe to get into the flip-flop.
No, you can run and jump right into a pair of flip-flops and you're out the door.
And with the slip-on shoes, you got to get socks on and everything. So that, no, the hell with that.
All right,
flip-flops.
All right, maybe I should give them another shot.
Yes.
I'll go out today and buy me a pair of big old titties.
Those were great.
T-I-D-D-I-E-S. Those weren't flip-flops because they had a strap in the back.
Which is better. That's better to have the strap in the back because you get secure.
Has anybody ever had
secure heel?
The flip-flop that doesn't have the toe part?
They're
more like shower shoes, that just has the big strap that goes across the top of the foot.
Oh, slides?
I've had a pair of those.
I don't like those.
No,
as much.
That gives you the mark going across your foot there.
That seems better than the flip flop to me.
No.
Anything to avoid the stuff between your toe. You don't want anything between your toes.
If you're going to try the flip flop again, you got to do it for more than a couple of days because it takes a little while for the between the toes thing to stop hurting.
See?
But I don't want to do that.
But I mean, it only takes two or three wearings and then you're fine. But if you just jump in them, it's like people who ride a bike for the first time and they complain, oh, that seat hurts my butt. Well, you give it more than one ride, you impatient freak.
Yeah, but that's a mode of transportation and recreation, the bike.
So is the flip-flop.
No, the flip-flop, you have other better options available to you.
I'm going to try those Crocs. I haven't tried the Crocs yet.
You don't want a pair of titties?
I used to have a pair of those.
Before Metafast?
Yeah. I didn't know they still sold them.
Yeah, I'm on their website right now. And they have a very unfortunate logo.
All right, that's flip-flop talk. It's 8:35 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Coming up next, we get the